3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Today is August 21st, National Senior Citizens Day.
Oy.
I said it's National Senior Citizens Day. Senior Citizens
what?
Day. No, I don't know your grandson. But yes, I'm sure he's quite handsome and successful. Hey, have a great National Senior Citizens Day.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 8, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A 95-year-old who worked in a Nazi death camp is deported from the U.S. to Germany after years of negotiations.
It was a difficult task because this individual is not of German citizenry. He had his U.S. citizenship taken away, so he technically was without a country. He was stateless.
That's Richard Grenell, U.S. ambassador to Germany, speaking to Fox and Friends. And jurors in the trial of a former Trump campaign manager getting ready for a fourth day of deliberation.
Jurors worked later into the evening than usual, but did not reach a verdict. Deliberations will resume this morning. Defense attorneys for Paul Manafort believe the lengthy deliberations are good for their client, and Manafort thinks it was a very good day. Jurors have spent more than 20 hours considering 18 felony charges.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Fox News. We report, you decide.
You found a morning radio program that travels at warp speed with Greg Budell.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
Jay Scott.
For nowhere am I so desperately needed as among a shipload of illogical humans.
Emily Hayes.
All decks cancel red alert. Maintain increased security.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
We're losing power in the warp engines.
So set your phasers on stun and watch out for Klingons. Here comes three men and a lady.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
You keep saying that. Are you a doctor, Roger?
I don't know.
And the star we navigate this ship by is named Rich Thomas.
Are you kidding me?
No, you humble, incorrigible. Three men and a lady with Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes. What? Oh, that's what I thought you said. I'm old. I can't hear too well. Traffic.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, seeing some rush hour stuff on 65 southbound. That's going to be from almost Copps Ford Road all the way down past Highway 143. And also some heavier than usual traffic northbound on 85. That'll be from Chantilly Parkway almost all the way up to Taylor Road. Slow stuff on the East Boulevard in the southbound lanes between Atlanta Highway and I-85. And an accident on South Boulevard right before you get to South Union Street. That'll be in the eastbound lanes. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Oh, I love this old school sports thing. And this is what it's all about. It's fantasy football time, and Baumhauers has a really great deal going on. If you want to host your fantasy football draft at Baumhauers,
That's right. They'll give you a free tray of their legendary wings, plus $7.99 Bud Light pitchers to help you arrive at good decisions when you're making your picks. Look, I did fantasy baseball, and the people that are in it love it. But why not do it at a place that's where you're surrounded in a complete football atmosphere? Baumhauer's Victory will go. Here's what you need to do, and it's got to be before September through September 5th, from today through September 5th. Go to baumhauers.com/fantasy to get the information you need to book your fantasy football draft at Baumhauer's. We did that once at a restaurant, and once we were so over the top, we actually took a Holiday Inn conference room for our baseball draft, acting like we're big-time owners and stuff. Boys will be boys. But we did have a good time at 8:07.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Lots of towns got drenched yesterday. The radar was simply amazing yesterday afternoon. It was just covered. Widespread rain and thunderstorms. Today probably won't be quite as busy, but I think still your odds of getting wet are decent later on this afternoon especially and into the early evening hours as a frontal system moves through the area. The showers and storms will be ahead of the front. High today in the upper 80s with lots of humidity, but stand by. Tonight's low down to about 71, partly cloudy skies as the front pushes the rain out. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine. I don't think there'll be any rain on the radar tomorrow, not here locally. A little less humid tomorrow. You'll feel a difference. It's not going to be, it's not going to be stupendous, but it's going to be a step in the right direction. High in the upper 80s, low tomorrow night 68. Then Thursday, mostly sunny, very tolerable humidity for this time of the year with a high around 89. On Friday, the moisture starts to creep back and the dew point goes back to 70, but we'll be near 90 and then scattered storm return over the weekend. Now, at 8:08, I want you to note the dew point because tomorrow morning, join me at this time, we're going to compare notes. It's 75 on the dew point right now. Let's see what it is tomorrow morning and then Thursday morning even better. Right now, southwest winds at 6 miles per hour, temperature 76, 809.
Let's visit with William B., our critic at large.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're good, man. When are you going to come back to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night, huh?
I got to get back in there. It's been a while. Things have been kind of hectic for me lately.
But, well, we don't take attendance, but there's a few people I haven't seen in a while, and I'm just wondering how everybody's doing.
Yeah, well, you know, just working too hard. I'm going through Owassa here in a little bit. Anybody need anything?
No, but when you get to Nymph, which is a little further down,
yeah,
right?
just past Owassa is Nymph.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exit 83 is Nymph.
Thank you, Fred Richardson.
It's a bedroom community of Owassa.
yeah, that's right.
Oh, man, I wish I had thought of that.
Adorable.
Isn't he?
you were talking about the old rotary phones and, yeah. And all that. I just wondered if anybody remembered the phones that they came out with during that transition from the pulse to the touch tone. They actually had phones that had a switch on them, and you could switch back and forth if you had a...
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you know, when you push the button, it didn't go beep, it went da-da-da-da-da, you know?
That was... It depended on when they were changing over the exchanges, right? I mean...
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Some exchanges were still on the old rotary, and some were on the touch, on the tones, yeah.
Right, and they actually made the phones with the little...
the switch,
or tone, right. You know, collector on it. Yeah. Did you know you could actually, on the old phone before they, back during the pulse, they called it, you could actually pick the receiver up and dial a number by tapping the cradle, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Not only that, if you were really good with a little piece of metal, you could get into a payphone and dial numbers. I couldn't do it, but people could do that. Yeah.
I didn't know that one, but I just wondered if anybody remembered those phones that you could switch back and forth.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Be good. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This story came in this morning after we started the show, and I think it's worth a mention because I'm actually happy about this. You're all familiar with the Animal Crackers box, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the animals that are pictured on the Animal Crackers box have always been depicted behind bars. That's finally being changed.
Ooh.
I mean, zoos many years ago, and maybe there's still some, had almost like a prison look to them because there were bars everywhere you saw. Yeah. You know, now the modern zoo is designed for the animal to be in a territory that's very similar to a natural habitat, and they use things like ravines and distance to prevent the animals from escaping. But PETA, who I have different feelings about from time to time, has been lobbying Nabisco, maker of Animal Crackers, to redesign the package.
Can you make it bigger for me? Let me see. Oh,
and
there you go. There you go.
And I think that looks great.
And the animals look happier.
They do, and I'm sure they are.
Where can you still get? Oh, I haven't had Animal Crackers.
I've seen them at Food Lover.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
if you want,
the supermarket.
Okay. When I send the Bailey, well, you'll be.
This week, yeah, don't send the Bailey Graham. Oh, you can send a Bailey Graham.
You'll be dropping water balloons out of hotel windows with your weather buddies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we do at a weather conference. That's right. We take off our pocket protectors and we let our hair down.
Hey, there's a Mississippi meteorologist calling it a cool front. Just to give you a heads up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say this meteorologist has said something wonky before in the past, too.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. We have been so hot and so humid for so long. 68 is going to feel almost...
Right, and not so much the temperature, but when you knock that dew point down a little bit, oh my God!
Last couple of days, maybe the worst of the summer as far as the
God, relentless.
Even at the house the other day, it was just awful.
Yep.
At 8:13, speaking of Mr. Electric, we are also getting towards the end of August and September. We may or may not have to deal with a storm that could affect power, like Opal did or Ivan did. Why not be ready? Why not be ready for, in case you hear these stories, we get calls about this stuff on the air throughout the day, somebody hacking our grid and shutting our power down. What do you do? Well, if you have a Generac backup generator for Mr. Electric installed, you just let it turn itself on in your house, even as large as 2,000 to 2,500 square feet, and you've got full coverage there. And you can get that generator for $200 off right now at Mr. Electric. Call 269-8886. Upfront pricing on everything they do, on-time appointments, and any installation you might need, ceiling fans and so forth. They clean up whatever debris is created from the installation, and they use master electricians who are the best at what they do. You will love them. Make them your go-to electrician. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged 16-year-old Arthur Colvin with robbery and assault for a shooting that happened at the Stratford Village Apartments earlier this month. They say Colvin shot the victim and the victim shot back, leaving Colvin with a life-threatening gunshot wound. Tallapoosa County authorities have found the body of a man reported missing last week. The sheriff's office says Dwight Smith's body was found in a wooded area near his home on Slaughter's Cross Road in Dadeville Monday morning. An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. And fire officials now say nothing in their investigation indicates that the fire at Booker T. Washington was set intentionally. They say it appears the fire started on the second floor in an arts and crafts room. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? Go where you go, medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's
DJ.
You do?
Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I've never heard of that. It's called the radio.
All right, time for today's conundrum. And it's brought to you by Seafood Bistro. In a moment, Jay and Emily will tell you what you can enjoy at Seafood Bistro, but let me set up the conundrum. And this is the one I picked. It got only one vote.
Okay.
But 1 in 10 people have 5 or more of these.
Okay.
1 in 10 people have 5 or more of these. Now, if you think you know the answer, call us at 272-9228 and take a guess. Sometimes the first caller gets it. Sometimes it takes a few hints, whatever. It ends up with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card in your hand. And to tell you how to spend that, we have Jay and Emily.
Mm. Oh. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay.
Hi, I'm the sometimes friend, Jay.
We're here to share with you the glorious wonderfulness of the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, Jay.
You left out deliciousness.
Oh, goodness gracious, my adjectives are failing.
You know what can fix that?
What's that, Jay?
A good hot pot of gumbo.
Oh my gosh, you are absolutely root-tootin' right.
You know where you can get the best gumbo in town?
I bet you it's at the Seafood Bistro.
You are correct.
Oh my land.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard these two
And it's
do.
Written. Look at the reading. They're at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Oh, we already yeah, told him that, in. Jay. We already told him.
There's calls coming in. Let me get these calls. You tell them more about that delicious gumbo. And don't leave out the red beans and rice.
I can't. I would be remiss if I left out the red beans and rice. That's a Jay Scott standby as well as the dragon shrimp. And you know, I'm a big fan of the corn nuggets. And it's not just any sausage. It's the Kaneka, so you know it's right. That's all they do over at the Seafood Bistro is serve up tasty meals for you and the fam.
Boil bags!
For lunch or dinner, you can get a boil bag. You can get an amazing salad. You can get a tasty order of shrimp and grits. All this and more waiting for you at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's right, we told you again. You can call them at 279-7500 or find them online at theseafoodbistro.com.
Hey, did you see my video of Norman the cat hanging in the little basket there?
Oh, okay.
He stuck at the ceiling somehow up there looking so
make it play.
Pathetic.
Huh?
Make it play.
Yeah, we'll see it play.
Oh, a little kitty swinging.
Little kitty.
Look at the kitty, baby.
It just seems like something Irene would do.
That is called joy. That's what animals bring us. Videos in real life. Where's that little chicken seeking
machine? She's over there. She's over here. She'll be staying with a kitty starting Thursday afternoon.
Oh, she's coming over?
Yeah. I'm going to drop her off at your house.
Here's Old Miss to start off the conundrum guesses. What is it that 1 in 10 people have 5 or more of?
This is a really good question.
Okay.
I would say gun.
Oh, gun.
1 in 10 people have 5 or more guns. I'll bet that's accurate. It's just not the winning answer, but I got to applaud your brilliance.
Y'all have a good morning.
Thanks.
Okay. 272-9228. And Terry, you're next.
Okay. What about reading glasses?
That's good. I would be one of those. I have about 50 bent up, why do I save a glass that's missing, you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Right. A thing, like I'm going to find it and put it back in.
I'm like a sock in the dryer or something?
Yeah.
I better hang on to that.
Like my dad.
This random lens is going to pop up.
Terry, we appreciate
somewhere.
The call.
But find your glasses, right?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, 1 in 10 people have 5 or more of these. I'm trying to think.
It's challenging.
Yeah, I don't think I'm 1 in the 10.
I don't have more than 5. No.
I know.
We'll probably close to 5.
Don't make me start pulling out, crappy national anthems from countries that we really don't care that much for. let's get her going here at 272-9228. Because the longer it takes for us to do this, the more we're going to have to wait for our Morning Maroon nominees.
I have exactly five of these.
You do?
Yeah.
To find out about Hamster Source. 1 in 10 people have five or more of these. William wants to try this. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Again. just a wild guess. Would it be pets?
Oh, that's a good one.
1 in 10 people with five or more pets have become fat birdies. No, that's not it, but nice try. And this is not something you can go and buy.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good hint.
It's not something you buy, but 1 in 10 people have five or more of these. 272-9228 is the number. At 822, we'll check traffic and come back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Officially on this accident on 65 southbound, it is at milepost 178. That's the one that's real close to Highway 143 over there. Also seeing some slow traffic on 65 southbound as you come across the River Bridge from North Boulevard down toward the interchange. We have an accident on South Boulevard near Union Street and also 85 South at Chantilly Parkway. That is an accident that involves injury, and things are really starting to back up there. That's from down at the Pike Road exits all the way back to Chantilly Parkway now. So be very careful if you're going through there. You can get off and get around that one if you need to. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if we can get closer to a winning moment. The conundrum. 1 in 10 people have five or more of these, but you can't not you have to pay for these. Eddie.
Let's go with ex-wives.
You have to pay for that.
Yeah, you pay and pay and pay and...
No. That's not it.
But Eddie, that was a very...
Be me, then.
Thanks.
I wonder if Eddie was... Didn't we have some guy call the show one time? Said he had been actually divorced more often than what's her name?
I'm sure we did, yeah.
Some guy with eight, I think. Marsha.
Hi.
Would it be email account?
1 in 10 people have five or more email accounts. I find that hard to believe, but it is the winning answer.
It is correct. Yeah.
So, you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card just for being so relentlessly clever.
Right. I've been wanting to go there.
It's
great.
Excellent. You'll love it. And after you've been, call us back and let us know how you enjoyed it. Appreciate it. Jay's going to be with you in a moment. Let's say good morning to Ethel.
Good morning.
Hey.
I was going to say cavity.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Well, I know the answer to that for me, and I'm going to, this afternoon.
I've been lucky. I've had maybe less than five my whole life. I've been really lucky in that department.
That is a blessing.
Yeah,
well, I was going to tell you, I've been to Seafood Bistro, and it is wonderful. For me, I love the red beans and rice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're very good. Okay,
I can't hear you.
I thought they were very tasty.
It's all good. I love the red beans and rice, too. I had that the last time we went.
Try the boil basket when you get a chance because it's one
amazing.
Of my favorites. It's a low country boil, you know, like, from South Carolina. It's really good.
Okay, I'll have to try that. Everybody have a blessed day.
You too, Ethel. Okay.
I have something to contribute if you want.
I need to do a quick tease.
Okay.
For our Kenny G contest. Now, what was it you wanted to say?
I still got the top 10 highest grossing songs, like royalties and stuff.
If you
want to do that.
Yeah, when we come back, we have some odds and ends. We can put that right at the lead. In fact, I'll even make a separate segment for that.
Okay.
It's exciting.
Yeah, for you.
It is.
At 8:26.
I'll be here.
I'll be back.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service, all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
So, random facts, we had a fact about Sting, right?
Sting making $2,000 per day off of royalties for every breath you take. So, we were curious about what some of the highest grossing songs based on royalties, and just to run through the list to get to the top three, I included number 11.
Okay.
So it's really your top 11 right. with Old Lady Hayes.
Yeah. You want me to count down the top five with you?
When we get there, yes.
Yeah. I'll work the board.
Okay. Thanks. So much. Number 11 is Candle in the Wind by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Number 10 goes to Mel Torme and the Christmas Song.
Really? Mel Torme and the Christmas Song?
Yes, Mel Torme.
Do you know that Mel Torme was my mother's classmate at Lakeview High School in Chicago?
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, she hated him. Next.
He was on a lot of episodes of Night Court, too, because Harry loved him. Number 9, Oh Pretty Woman from Roy Orbison and Bill Dees. Number 8 is where you'll find Sting and the Police with Every Breath You Take.
Okay.
This number 7.
Number 8?
Number 8. Okay. Number 7 is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Wow.
And then number 6 is Stand By Me by Ben E. King.
Oh, boy.
No surprise.
Number 5.
I was also going to say that Ben E. King wrote that for the Drifters and they passed on it. And so he
number
did.
Number 5.
Idiots.
Number 5.
Unchained Melody.
Oh, Righteous
No Brothers. Surprise.
Number 4.
Yesterday by the Beatles.
Okay.
All right, so at least I had one. I guessed one that would be in the top 10.
Number 3.
This one surprised me. You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
You never close your eyes.
Plays on every elevator. You know, one of the few really great scenes in Airplane 2 is when the executives are getting out of the elevator and it's playing deafening at a deafening level, MacArthur Park.
32 million in royalties on that one.
Wow.
Number 2.
White Christmas at 36 million.
And number 1.
Number 1, written back in 1893, Happy Birthday by the Hill Sisters at 50 million.
And when you say 50 million, that's total royalties.
What year was that list from?
It was within the last couple of years.
Because didn't Happy Birthday go public domain?
That's what I thought.
But still, they got all that from it.
But somebody made money off of it.
So, but here's what I need to understand. Where do they collect that money from? Because nobody's coming to your house listening to say if you're singing Happy Birthday.
Well, I would imagine films and
radio
and things
TV,
like that. So they can be monitored and reported.
Public performance.
Gotcha.
Well, thanks for that segment. I appreciate it.
That was very interesting.
There'll be another Emily segment on Friday.
There may be some bonus Emily segments on Friday. I could do this here. I told you about this hamstersaurus. I'm thinking about, you know, something every day that would involve animals that we could maybe put in the family-friendly 7 to 8 hour.
Mm-hmm.
A mom in the UK got her kids a hamster last week, and it turned out to be the hamster from hell. After she bought it, it got loose in her car on the way home, and she couldn't find it. It spent a week causing thousands of dollars of damage to the car's interior.
But
it chewed its way into one of the seats, so the seat has to be replaced. She tried coaxing it out with food. No dice. She had to leave it in there overnight, and it chewed through one of the seat belts.
This sounds like one of those insurance commercials where they're like, yeah, we covered it, you know?
Yeah, farmers, right? We are farmers. Dum, 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 dum. We covered it, like the squirrel nuts and all that.
All right.
Seat and seat belt. She went to a mechanic the next day. They weren't sure what to do. They did find that it got into her dashboard and disabled the passenger side airbag.
You're kidding.
I guess it's good for the hamster. The airbag didn't go off while it was chewing away in there.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, they would have been scraping it off the back window. That didn't work. So it's been over a week. She's getting desperate. The latest idea is to put a mop bucket in there with nuts. And at some point, you know, the hamster's going to say,
let's get nuts!
Crawl up a little makeshift ladder, which they've attached to the outside of the bucket. Hopefully will fall in, and then once it's in, the hamster will say,
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Still no solution for this hamstersaurus. Thousands of dollars. I wonder if that is covered by insurance.
I don't know, but I was thinking in the summertime, that hamster would have been baked You know what I mean? In a car?
Yeah.
In a closed car?
Yeah. I had a horrible thing once. It's almost too horrible to tell on the air.
Well, then let's use judgment here.
What's that?
Let's put it on.
Talking to me? Use judgment?
Put it on our SEP channel. Right?
We'll do that on the premium content.
Yeah, if you're a subscriber, you can get it there, no doubt. Yeah, but it did involve a similar type creature. But not one that you would feel. Hamsters. My daughter, God, what a memory.
People used to have ferrets. Did you ever?
Oh, my friend Cassie had a ferret.
They don't live long. Janelle had those, and she had one named Alan.
Alan!
And Alan passed, and then she got another one and named it Nala, which is Alan backwards. And I even had a listener from the area whose name escapes me at the moment, but he was really, really great. And he said, I raise ferrets. So I put Janelle in touch with him, but he did say they're just tough. They're just not, they don't live a long, long time.
Are they rodents?
Technically, I don't know. They're cute, but they can also be...
They can bite you.
Yeah, and I got another story that's almost too horrible to tell about the cop. Anyway, they also, if you don't clean up after them, twice a day, they can create a really heavy-duty stink.
Ew.
Yeah. All right, there goes the ferret project.
Yeah. I think we might want to pass on that. If you find you have water leaking into a room...
That's not good.
...spot in the ceiling, your first thought, you usually go to the worst-case scenario, oh, God, we're going to have to get a new roof. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You don't. More than likely, in most cases, that's just... as your house ages, the tiles can separate a little bit on the outside roof. Sometimes the brick mortar can crack and leave a spot open. Water will find its way in if there's enough of it. And Jones Brothers can put an end to that. They come out, trace the source of the leak. They work backwards from where the stain is. It's an amazing process to watch. They seal the exterior so it doesn't happen again, and then they send a touch-up artist in whose primary mission in life is to touch up those water spots, and he's really great. However, if you need a new roof, trust Jones Brothers. If you need diagnosis on a roofing situation, trust them. They've been around for 7 decades, and nobody stays in any business that long if their reputation of integrity is anything less than 100%. They can also do replacement windows and doors and a whole bunch of things for your home, including outdoor enclosures, with a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky after Rich Thomas sends it down. Call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009, or better yet, browse their website at jbroof.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
So the excitement builds as a front, which has now entered northwest Alabama, heads southeastward. Ahead of the front today, showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, primarily, let's say, from lunchtime on would be your best chance, and then gone by the early part of the evening hours when the storms depart and move into southeast Alabama. All right, so high today in the upper 80s, partly cloudy later tonight behind the front, and lows temperature 71. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a little less humidity, with a high in the upper 80s, low tomorrow night 68, mostly sunny Thursday, very tolerable on the humidity with a high around 89, and then the moisture starts to creep back Friday with widely scattered storms as the dew point goes back to 70. Speaking of dew point, let's make a little game out of this. The current dew point is 75, so we'll see tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to say maybe 68 tomorrow morning and maybe 63 the following morning. That would be great stuff. Winds out of the southwest at 6 right now. A few broken clouds. Temperature 76 at 840.
All righty.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
This will be our final visit to the traffic dungeon this morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Yes, please do that.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
officially on this accident on 65 southbound. It is at milepost 178. That's the one that's real close to Highway 143 over there. Also seeing some slow traffic on 65 southbound as you come across the River Bridge from North Boulevard down toward the interchange. We have an accident on South Boulevard near Union Street and also 85 south at Chantilly Parkway. That is an accident that involves injury, and things are really starting to back up there. That's from down at the Pike Road exits all the way back to Chantilly Parkway now. So be very careful if you're going through there. You can get off and get around that one if you need to. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training. You have the desire. Make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman at 842. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, sound like y'all are having a good time today talking about rodents and everything.
You never know where this show is going
to
go.
We went from rotary phones to rodents.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, well, I'm familiar with both of them.
Okay.
But, yeah, our sale continues. You know, I just saw a report on the news about how many stores have fake sales, that they have prices that, you know, they claim are 60% off, but then they realize that, you know, they tracked it for a year and the price never changed. Well, we don't claim any percentages off on stuff. If I get a good deal, I pass it on. My sale prices tend to remain the same, except this time of the year, I've got some closeout stuff I am marking down, some really good bargains, $3.99 queen set that we started out selling for $7.99, then we were down to $4.99, and I've got three or four left I want to get rid of this weekend or next, and so I'm taking them on down to $3.99, big fat Euro top. Got all sorts of good deals on closeouts and really good values on premium quality. I don't have the overhead a lot of stores have. You know, you look at all these chains, they have multi-levels of management and all that type of stuff. We don't have that. We have no management. It's proven many times. But, you know, we have nice salespeople. We have nice delivery guys. And we're local with, you know, no big overhead or anything other than my radio advertising budget. But
what about the joke writer you employ?
Yeah. And we really do have some of the very best mattresses made. Most of what we carry are not seen at any other store in Montgomery. You know, if you go to most of the stores, they carry the brands that are most famous, and you're going to see the same things everywhere. We've got different products, so come check us out. We always have sale prices going on because I'm too lazy to change prices every few weeks. So, you know, I mark them down, leave them down, and come get them. And we're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side next to the Citgo station. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Great products. Great sense of humor, too. Your local news at 844. Coming up, today's Morning Maroon nominee.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Fire officials now say nothing in their investigation indicates that the fire at Booker T. Washington was set intentionally. They say it appears the fire started on the second floor in an arts and crafts room. Montgomery police have charged 16-year-old Arthur Colvin with robbery and assault for a shooting that happened at the Stratford Village Apartments earlier this month. They say Colvin shot the victim and the victim shot back, leaving Colvin with a life-threatening gunshot wound. And Tallapoosa County authorities have found the body of a man reported missing last week. The sheriff's office says Dwight Smith's body was found in a wooded area near his home on Slaughter's Cross Road in Dadeville Monday morning. An autopsy will be done to determine his cause of death. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Everyone else was busy, so they sent me.
My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing.
If you're going to snack during the commercial, at least show some manners.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. If you hadn't ever been here, I'm going to tell you, we have a good time. It's a family restaurant. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. All kind of fresh fish from the Gulf out here. We got those Argentina shrimp with steam and those Royal Red shrimp with steam, and all that's going to make you hungry. Cook you up with some gumbo, ribeye steaks, hamburgers. So y'all get on down here. You know, we got also live entertainment every Sunday at 5 o'clock. This week, we're just really, really tickled because Bob Margolin and his band are back at the Capitol Oyster Bar. That's right. Bob is in Muddy Waters' band from the 70s up through the 80s. Just incredibly talented, a really nice guy, and we're going to learn a lot because he's a great storyteller and just from one song to the next. So y'all check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. It shows you how you can rent a boat. You can get some good food and some good entertainment. So y'all get down here soon and come hungry.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a little bit different here. It's my
song. It's party time. I like drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Do I like to party? The answer is yes. I like drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. And when it comes to getting down, the best. I don't have any rules, not even one. The only rule I have is have fun. I smoke 100 cigarettes and drink 1,000 beers, and that's just in one day. Imagine in one year. Most people have boring lives with families and jobs. My family is this jacket and my job is to rock. I'm drunk all the time, even during the day. My parents say, get a job. I say, no way. 'Cause I like drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Do I like to party? The answer is yes. I like drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. Your parents don't like me because I am a threat.
All right. This is an interesting edition of Morning Maroon here. It's,
what is it?
That's a bit we do every day on the show that celebrates stupidity, but that's not important. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Guérin to announce it.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Now, let's start with the lady from Tinder, and we'll give it to the 100 guys who got suckered in.
The date?
Natasha Aponte of New York. Must think she's very special. She set up dates with around 100 guys on Tinder, asked them to meet her at Union Square to hear her DJing. Well, when the guys got there, they realized there was no DJ, and then she got up on the stage and announced that she brought them all there to compete for her.
Now fight.
And here the told Trump supporters, you can go. Guys under 5'10 to leave. If a guy did this to a woman, 100 women, the screech on the media would be deafening.
That's true.
And we're not going to put up with a double standard. I'm not. I refuse. I refuse. She identifies herself as an actress, model, singer, which means she's a waitress.
Which means she's a waitress.
She had to get a permit for this event, so she laid some money out. But, oh, look at me. Is everybody paying attention to me, you self-centered, silly little twit?
I wonder how that turned out.
I saw some footage of it. But
like, I you know, what was the... At the end of it, what happened, you know? That sort of thing. She walked
Nobody
away
won her.
No, oh, wow.
Even if she went out with somebody, he didn't win anything. He's a loser, as the Beatles once said. Okay, our next nominee... You know, I shuffle so much paperwork here during the course of the
week. Yeah, lost one.
Shuffling paper.
I was going to nominate Rogue Hamster, but I changed my mind. All right, now, we love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
This is not a knock on Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But now, in Merritt Island, Florida, there's a Chick-fil-A, and then there's a second Chick-fil-A 587 feet from the other Chick-fil-A.
That's like in Atlanta where there's a Starbucks on the left side of the street and then just down as far as you can spit, there's another one on the right
Atlanta?
Side.
What's
Atlanta?
What's the reasoning?
Shit. Try Seattle.
Seattle and coffee shops.
One has a parking lot and one's inside a mall.
Oh.
But that's, as far as they can tell, the closest anybody's ever had. I think at least the Merritt Island Chick-fil-A folks have a very high opinion of their product and they think they can make both of them work. And then this guy is probably going to win it, and deservedly so. Well, actually, I take that back. There is one more that we need to mention. Here's a guy who was at a national park in Alaska this month. He went to the river to take a selfie near some bears.
Mm-hmm. I never could. That can't turn out right.
He waded into a river of these hungry bears.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be charged with going into a restricted area because the bear's park cam caught him on video. There's signage that indicates that you're not supposed to do this, but he did it anyway. And, of course, if he had and the bears attacked, there'd probably be a lawsuit and yada, 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 and a GoFundMe page, but for being stupid. So the bear cam captured his image, and they're planning on charging him with trespassing into a restricted area. And then finally, I honestly don't think there's anybody more deserving today, since we didn't nominate him yesterday, than this guy for this.
While we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real... Well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin... Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
That's it. He wins.
Respect.
What a maroon.
That's it.
What an ignorant.
I figured out what caused Al Sharpton's brain to do that. Because he couldn't say what a female dog was. And then he was spelling R-E-S-P-E-C-T. P kind of sounds like B. And there's the TC combo and the H, so he maybe thought he was spelling. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have 4 minutes.
I was going to say.
Of Al Sharpton mispronouncing, misspelling.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
No, I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
I can untangle it, and I can understand.
And maybe this
it.
Wouldn't even be, I wouldn't even use this, but this guy's history is riddled with ridiculous stuff like.
The used tubes.
Authorities have launched a massive manhunt. You know, I mean, it just makes mistakes like that all the time.
You can find on YouTube. They're all pieced together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have them in 4 segments. Mm. Collect the whole set. Listen to Happy Hour.
Box set.
All right. Let's welcome, as we wrap up the show, our friend Randy Burkholder from Bradville Farm Center. How was your hunter's night out?
Oh, it was good. We had a good time, good fellowship. Just a real good event. I really... had some like I said, we had vendors there and, that spoke about different subjects, really educational too.
Quick question. I have one more bag of weed and feed left, and it's been tough this year. The weeds will go away, and then they come roaring back. Is it too late to use a product like that on the front lawn?
No, it's not at all. You know, what we say this time of year for most turf grasses, with the exception of centipede, nitrogen-only fertilizer is great for Bermuda grass and zoysia grasses and St. Augustine. Not necessarily true for centipede. But if you have fertilizer that is not just a nitrogen only, nitrogen, by the way, is the first number, go ahead and use it. It's fine. It's not going to hurt a thing. The next big thing coming up about mid-September, turf grass folks that want to fertilize their turf grass for the winter will want to use a product that we have called 5525 with Barricade, Barricade being a pre-emergent weed control.
Right.
And that's kind of the last fertilizer you'll want to do.
My neighbor uses that. You could comb his grass. It is so perfect.
Really?
There is not a flaw. And I tease him about it all the time.
Weed control in a turf situation starts in the fall for the following year.
So you're going to help remember to get that, right? So I can put it down and I have to deal with this next year because it's been crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a good thing. When you come here, you don't have to remember all that stuff. We know it. So it's just what we do.
They have the products not only to put your lawn to bed for the winter so it looks great the following spring, but whatever you want to plant and grow in your garden, whatever you need to get rid of things you don't want. Gosh, I remember I grew that beautiful corn last year and it was all chewed away because I forgot to think about pests coming in.
You know, it's hard to even imagine starting to talk about winter.
I know.
With as hot as it is, but sure enough, it'll be around the corner before we know it.
Yeah, Christmas is 4 months and 4 days away. How about that? I mean, that's close enough for me. Prattville Farm Center also has a big equestrian section where you can find mane and tail shampoo, the official shampoo of Three Men and a Lady. And tools, you name it, hot chicks. Ask Randy Burkhalter and his team about it when you stop. Oh, great dog food as well.
Yeah.
Your location and hours, my friend.
We are at 1154 South Memorial Drive, and that's about a third of a mile past the Uptown McDonald's on Old Highway 31. And we're here from 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 7 to 2 on Saturday.
Sundays in church.
Sundays in church day.
Say hi to Tammy for me.
I will. I'll say hi to Tammy.
Take care, Randy.
She's probably listening. We'll just say, hey, Tammy.
Hey, Tammy. We appreciate you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too. As we get ready to pull our bus into Camp News and Views.
Hey, Guido, where the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah. They moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the Boygers. Come on now. Margarita's is now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the Boyger joint.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.